Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
This is Tia Fuller inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week, our guest is saxophonist Tia Fuller. We caught up with her after her set at the Newport Jazz Festival. Right now you're listening to I Love You, from her CD, Diamond Cut. Enjoy. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Tia Fuller.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving us just a few minutes of your time. I listened to your set and, wow, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're inspiring me.
No.
and what have, seriously, you are. Now, first, congratulations on your CD, Diamond Cut.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about this CD first.
Yes, well, the CD is produced by Terry Lynn Carrington, and it features Jack DeJohnette, Dave Holland, and then also Adam Rogers, James Genius, and Bill Stewart. I have two different rhythm sections, but one guitar player, Adam Rogers. And really, I think musically, I was definitely going for a more open sound. And it wasn't really until a little bit later after I had written everything, because I was just going to do bass, sax, drum trio. And Terry Lynn had recommended having some harmony. She was like, it would be cool to add guitar because you're able to integrate some harmony, but also he can function as a horn player, so you could also create some harmony lines as well as melodic lines with you. So I think musically that was the direction, and then conceptually for Diamond Cut, it's very near and dear to my heart, reflective of my life of transitions, and this term diamond kept coming to me. So the more that I did research on diamonds and the evolution of a diamond, I realized that it goes through three phases. The first phase was once the diamond is being, then upon the diamond being in underground, that it has purpose, although it may look like a piece of coal. The second stage is the diamond rising has to endure an extreme amount of pressure and temperature. And that was correlating directly with my life, with all the different transitions. And then lastly, diamond cut actually pertains to the size, or not the size or shape, but the balance and how much light is reflected throughout the diamond. So I was doing a lot of just reflecting myself, and then how my time at Berkeley and teaching, I'm able to pour back into the students what has been poured into me. So it's a cycle of light.
I understand. I heard that, like. I said, oh, no, I get it. Now, this is your fifth CD, correct?
Yes.
Just tell us briefly the names of your other CDs. So if anybody's curious already, then they need to know you've got other material out
there. Thank you. I appreciate that. The first album is self-produced. My mom actually was the executive producer, and it's called Pillar of Strength. And then my second album, which is my first on Mac Avenue Records, is entitled Healing Space. And then my third album was Decisive Steps, and my fourth was Angelic Warrior.
Okay. I did a little research, and the name of your company is your mother's name?
Yes,
what I looked at. I said, no, that looks right. And then when I started looking and I started learning about your roots a little bit, mm-hmm. I said, oh, that's her mother's name. Mm-hmm. Now give me just a little bit about your roots.
Okay. Well, yes, my company name is Althopia Productions. So my mother, prior to her stroke, first of all, my mother is an avid listener and performer of jazz. She's a vocalist, and my father is a bassist, and I grew up in a jazz household that also honored education. Both of my parents are retired administrators in the Denver Public School District, but as children, they were both in the classroom. So long story short, just grew up around the music, and I used to play gigs with my parents. We still do. But more recently, my mother had a stroke about 9 years ago. But prior to that, she was always talking about, upon her retirement, she was like, I want to start my own company, Althopia Productions. And this company is basically going to encompass performances. I want to give performances and lectures. And so unfortunately, she had her stroke. And so I started this company in her honor. And just to keep the spirit of my mother, an extraordinary woman, but the spirit of her alive, and it gives me purpose to what I'm doing as well. Like if I get lost in the midst of everything going on, it reels me back to, wait a second, this is why you're doing it. You're living this thing out through you. You're just a conduit of what your mother mm-hmm. wanted.
Here's another cut from Tia's CD titled Save Your Love for Me. Thank you. You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with our interview with saxophonist Tia Fuller. You're very versatile. You do rock and R&B as well as jazz. Tell us about some of your experiences with in those realms.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Probably the most well-known is playing with Beyonce in her R&B pop band, her all-female band, from 2006 to about 2010. And that was an extraordinary experience. It taught me the breadth as to how far you can go with music and with performance. I think coming from the jazz world is very much, I don't want to say myopic, but it's a very direct, historically, it's you get on stage, you play your behind off, and that's what it is. But being with Beyonce truly taught me the just the value of putting a presentation together and having a theme and a narrative.
I'll tell you when we're done.
Yeah, okay.
I was having this conversation with him, with my husband earlier about this, and I kept saying, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
It helps. Well, I think especially since as a jazz artist, we're constantly trying to connect with the audience, and because I'm not a vocalist, it's absent of words for the most part. I mean, I sung a little bit of one song, but we have to connect the audience, especially now in this day and age, because everything's so visual. So to create some sort of a seamlessness in the presentation that will capture and engage the audience, because with all of the intricacies of the music, you could kind of get lost, you know, in it. But so that's one thing I learned from Beyonce is just engagement with the audience, giving them something to kind of look forward to and assess within themselves as well as throughout their life and throughout their journey of being a part of your performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I just love the way you opened.
No, thank you.
Yes, I love that narration and the band coming in. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right, now when did you start teaching at Berklee College of Music?
Yes, I started January 16th, 2013.
Oh, so you've been there a while.
Yeah, I've been there. This is my sixth year going on.
Great.
Yeah, sixth, almost seventh, which is crazy because that alone is... I guess the power of visualization. I never thought I would ever attend Berklee, let alone teach at Berklee, but I knew while I was with Beyonce, I knew I was there for a reason. And I came, there was a crossroads that came, whereas it was either choosing Berklee, they had offered me a job there, or continuing and playing the Super Bowl. That was the year that Beyonce played the Super Bowl and went on tour. And so I literally had been praying for a teaching gig to open up because I knew I wanted to do more. And so I looked at that crossroads and I chose Berklee. And from that point, I'm so thankful because now I'm able to bring the experience back to Berklee and hopefully set other students on their path to whatever they want to pursue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what are you looking forward to in the next few months?
I'm looking forward to going to the beach. And sitting down. No. In addition to that, I have a couple of gigs, a string of gigs coming up in about a week, playing at the Springfield Jazz Festival.
Okay.
Also, I'm going back to my home state, Fort Collins, Colorado, even though I'm from Aurora. But I'm playing Bohemian Nights Festival with my quartet, and then we end in Phoenix. We're playing the Music
All
Instrument
right.
Museum
yeah,
and going to Chicago. Yeah,
so you have a lot of things going, but you got to get that beach in.
That's right. I'm trying.
Get that beach
right
in.
Before Labor Day. That's it. I'm working on it.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, how can people learn about you online and also get your CDs?
Oh, yes. You can learn about me online. Go to my Instagram page at TiaFuller1. Also, Facebook/TiaFuller or TiaFullerJazz. Also, my website, TiaFuller.com. You can get my music on Amazon, iTunes, all of the digital network sites.
Wow. This was great.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us in the Jazz Room.
Thank you.
Tia Fuller.
Thank you so much, Joan.
Finally, here's two more from Diamond Cut, titled In the Trenches, and Fury of the Diamond. Show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or even chat with me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. A shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.